This is episode number 2381 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jim Carrey is saying goodbye. Farewell to his longtime Los Angeles home.
Really?
For three decades, it's been a sanctuary for me, but I don't spend a lot of time there now, and I want someone else to enjoy it like I have.
3 decades? 30 years he's lived in the same house?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to start calling him Betty White.
Evidently, it's quite the...
Quite the place?
Yeah.
Quite the crib.
So he purchased a 5-bedroom, 9-bathroom estate in 1994.
Yeah. Gotta have more bathrooms than bedrooms.
Okay, so 94, right. 3.8 million.
Okay, that was, today's money, that's nothing.
It's about 7.71 million today.
Okay, well, that'll buy you a pretty decent sized house.
So now is a chance to own the home, which spans more than 12,700 square feet.
Wow.
It's on the market for the bargain price. Now, we did say it was worth like $7.71 million today.
But you don't know what kind of improvements he's made. You know, what kind of renovations.
Well.
Modernizations.
It's on the market for $28.9
million. He won't get it.
No.
But you know what? He'll probably get half that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
So he says that the home, Jim Carrey, he says the home was a place of enchantment and inspiration.
Well, that's cool.
For him, over 30 very creative and prosperous years.
Well, yeah, he did have some prosperous years. Except the last few where the movies have kind of tanked, but that's okay. You know, everybody's got their time.
He had his time. He has 15 minutes.
More than 15. I'd say he had 17 and a half.
No, at least. Every night the owls sang me lullabies.
Fireman Bill! My God. The best Jim Carrey character of all.
Gosh. God. Every night the owls sang me lullabies, and every morning I sip my cup of joe with the hawks and hummingbirds under a giant grandfather pine.
How cool is that?
That makes me want to buy it right
there.
Do
you want to buy it right there?
Right there.
It's probably got a swimming pool. I'll bet you I know what. One of the things that I bet you it has, which is probably, this is what says your house is really an estate, probably has a corridor to the outside.
Oh,
a corridor to the outside, not just the
French
foyer, doors. Right. No, you have a corridor that leads to the backyard. You've made it if you've got that. My God.
Well, actually, you said Fireman Jim.
It's Fireman Bill.
Fireman Bill
on in Living Color.
Fireman Bill helped buy this house.
Well, that's right.
Because he purchased the home right before the release of his first major movie hit, which was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Really?
Yeah.
He bought, it was $3 million. So that was all the money he had.
I'm going to
guess that was probably all the money he really had.
Yeah.
And he said, I can mortgage this. I can pay for this.
Right.
And look at then. Ace Ventura probably paid off the mortgage and never looked back. And we should look
probably
it up
not.
On Zillow.
No, I'd just be sad because I couldn't go buy it. I want the owls and the hawks and the hummingbirds and the giant grandfather pie.
There you go.
With a cup of joe.
With a cup of joe.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to Jim.
It's so sweet.
Hopefully he sells it and makes a profit. And I don't know if he's going to stay in California or not, but thank you, Jim, for all the laughs. How's that? God, I feel like I'm at his funeral.
There were some things that were so pre-planned. It was like, eh.
But yeah, Jim's
very
that way. But he's an
uber-creative person. And very talented. He's given us some good stuff.
Yeah, he is.
And you know what? For someone, especially a star, to stay in a home.
Oh, I was going to say.
For that long?
Yeah. I mean, look at OJ's house. They had to tear that thing down.
Is Yellowstone ending this summer?
Oh, no, don't say that. Well, I'm just getting through season 2. I've got 3 more seasons to watch. Oh, my God.
Well, Yellowstone, see here. Let's look at this.
Yeah.
It might be signing off due to Kevin Costner's schedule.
What?
Who is busy directing and starring in a Western film called Horizon.
Yellowstone doesn't work without him. I'm sorry, he's the glue. He is the glue.
Yes.
But I sure love Rip, and I sure love Beth. And I love the one scene where Rip's walking out of the barn Beth's standing outside, and he goes, I don't have time for your stuff today. It's like, I love them. They're great.
They're two broken people who came together.
And they're, yep. Yeah.
Now, the show is very popular, if you haven't heard.
Oh, yeah. It's, like the, biggest, it's the most watched, we determine this, scripted television series on television. And it's not on television. It's on Paramount Plus.
Why do they call it a scripted television?
Because of reality. You have unscripted, which is reality shows.
Oh, which is kind of scripted. Kind of come scripted, on now.
Not yeah. as scripted. We should call them not as scripted. As scripted episodic
loosely scripted.
Loosely scripted. Yeah. There you go. I like that. I would hate that.
So if that happened, there's a talk of possible spinoff with Matthew McConaughey.
Well, yeah, you can do spinoffs till the end of time. On that
with
show.
Matthew McConaughey. Let me put that back in there.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can kind of see it.
All right.
This is just a rumor for now. A spokesman for Paramount said, we have no news to report.
Oh, they're not going to say
Kevin Costner's
anything.
A big part of Yellowstone. We hope that's the case for a long time to come. But we're always working on franchise expansions of this incredible world. Matthew McConaughey is a phenomenal talent. And we'd love to work with him.
Now, have you watched any of the spinoffs or whatever?
Not yet.
1923.
And I'm going to. I tell you that. Right. I'm going to.
Yeah. They look great.
I'm a big fan of Tim and Faith. Anyway.
Oh, and you know, that Harrison Ford guy is no slouch.
And I'm a big fan of him, and Harrison Ford. Now, the promos they put out for 1923 are just, it's like, turn it on now.
Yeah, well, let's go.
Let's go.
And that's the beauty of on demand. You can. You know, my deal with Yellowstone is you know, Kevin Costner's, you know, his character is no saint. But
no.
He's benevolent, you know, and that's what makes him so good. And he's got conflict, like crazy-ass conflict inside, you know.
Man, but don't mess with his family.
See, that's the
don't
thing.
Don't mess with
that's
the family.
Thing, right? He's a family man. He takes all the crap that Beth will dish out.
Well, look at J.R. Ewing.
Well, J.R. Ewing would cut his family off.
You know, he'll screw with his family up one side and down the other, but nobody else better touch his family. Anyway. That's his job to screw with. That's where that all came from.
With our apologies to Harrison Ford today and
Halle
Berry.
Why are we apologizing to Harrison Ford?
Well, you know, we just didn't give him enough time.
We didn't give him enough time.
More Who Cares tomorrow, of course. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.